While immigrant rights and sanctuary cities may be flashpoints right now in today's political climate, it may be easy to forget that the San Joaquin Valley has a long history of opening its doors to immigrants as well as refugees fleeing struggles in their home countries. This afternoon, Fresno State is hosting a symposium to educate students and their community about some of the newest neighbors, Syrian refugees. FM89's Carrie Klein spoke with two panelists at the conference about their refugee assistance work.
I'm here today with Wasan Abubaker and Kathleen Shavor Bergen, both of whom have worked with refugees. And let's start with you, Wasan. You're an advocate for immigrants and refugees, and you've worked with a number of community groups. Right now, you're a community health provider with Fresno Interdenominational Refugee Ministries. Welcome to the program, Wasan.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me today.
So let's start off with some brief numbers. How many Syrian refugees have come to the Fresno area at this point?
Right now in Fresno, we have 25 families. We've been receiving families since the Syrian war started. So the last 5 years, we have 5 asylum seekers, and we have 20 families that they're refugees. So they came through resettlement agency from Jordan or Turkey. Today, we have a family that they came to visit from Trolak. They decide to move here. They have friends, and we're helping them find a house. So number is increasing for families.
And, of course, we have a long history of being welcoming to refugee communities in this particular area. Do you see communities here still continuing to be friendly to refugees over time?
Yes. Fresno people, they are all helpful and supportive to the refugees from all faith. We receive a lot of support and donations for the families from all the churches, organizations, Islamic centers. We didn't hear anything that they're not welcoming the refugees.
So what sort of assistance do Syrian refugees need as they adjust to life here?
First of all, they need to feel that we're welcoming them and we're happy to see them here in this country. And they need to feel safe, but they need to work on themselves a little bit. They speak Arabic. They need to learn English. They need to earn some skills so maybe they can get better jobs. They need to adapt to the new life here. We have a diverse community in the United States, so maybe this is a cultural shock for them comparing to Syria or to the places that they lived before. We help them when they arrive here with furnishing their apartments, finding them places that they want to live. Then education for their kids. We want to help them enroll their kids at school, make sure that they have immunization and health care, very important for them. We want to make sure that they're healthy. We do a lot of screening through the healthcare providers, assessments. After they arrive here, we want to make sure that they have all their IDs, papers, documents they need, if they need to have a driving license. We want to help them be in the system of this country. And we want to help them be connected to all the resources and services in the community, including the resources from the Islamic community and the resources from different organizations.
Who are some of the groups working with refugees in this way?
So the Islamic community were the first group that they helped them resettle here in Fresno. Then different groups start helping more and more. A lot of church organizations like American Friends. And the last 2 months, we had another organization called FIRM, Fresno Interdenominational Refugee Ministry. And I recently joined FIRM. I became one of their staff, and they hired 4 Arabic staffs to serve the Syrian families. They're Arabic speakers, and we understand the culture for the families. And we've been serving and helping the families all day long. We have long days most of the time. We don't have time between all the needs for the families. They need us, especially the first 6 months. They can call anytime, and they have emergencies, and they're large families, so a lot of needs.
And now let's turn to Kathleen Shavor Bergen. Kathleen, you're a marriage and family therapist based in Fresno. You counsel students in schools and through a number of nonprofit groups. And you've also worked directly with a number of refugees. So what sorts of mental health challenges do they face as they try to adjust to life in this area?
These people come from different backgrounds. So we're looking at Syria as a whole, but they come from different cities. And there are varying levels of education, varying experiences. Some come from a camp. Others came directly. We have people that have lost family members in transit. We've had people who have lost family in war through bombings, through shootings. There's been a lot of trauma in the camps themselves. And I think something that's really important, too, is to understand that the PTSD that they've experienced is complex in that it went from, you know, trauma in the city that they grew up in, having to evacuate, to the camp, to the extreme vetting process, to coming to the United States and having little to no resources. They come in debt. The government pays, but then they have to pay back their plane ticket, so they're already in debt, and then figuring out where to live, not speaking the language, not having adequate means to navigate Fresno. They can't drive. There's not a good bus system. And being put in really impoverished areas. So there are multiple sites of trauma. And more systemically, we're thinking the inheritance of trauma. So we know that trauma is passed down throughout the generations. We know that it's transmitted throughout generations up to generation three. So when I look at these people, I'm also thinking in the broader sense, like how, as a community, can we wrap ourselves around them, not just directly, but throughout the generations as well.
And so what are the answers to those questions? I mean, you're working with these individuals directly as a counselor, but then, of course, there's the rest of the community. What sort of lessons can we all learn in welcoming these people here?
I think the ability for them to tell their story over and over and over again, to share the hardship, to share the good things about their country and their culture, that is a healing component in itself. And as Westerners, we often use the modality of therapy as the source of healing. But for Middle Eastern people and the Middle Eastern culture, the answers are found within. The answers are found within the community, within their people. So becoming part of their community and accepting them and kind of taking them in, that's a healing source for them. But also, because the issues are something that we've never experienced, most of us as Westerners, plugging them into the correct types of mental health resources that will accommodate their culture, accommodate their perceptions of mental health. I think that's something that we can continue to advocate for. There isn't quite yet a system within Fresno that can accommodate those needs at all, as far as language, as far as customs and culture. So plugging in and finding the right resources for these families.
And how much is the language barrier? How much is that an issue for these families to adjust here?
It's extremely hard. Most have come without any English knowledge at all. And they are really driven to understand. And some, it comes more easily than others. There's an assimilation factor. The more educated you are, the faster rate to assimilation you can get to. But it's hard.
And what are some ways in which the refugees you work with have maybe surprised you in their ability to adjust or be optimistic or anything in which maybe you weren't expecting?
Yeah, I am constantly amazed at the resiliency of our Syrian neighbors. I am blown away by the warmth that I have received. I come to their house and they feed me with the little resources they have. They've given me love in ways that it's just shocking. They're the warmest, kindest people that you can ever meet in light of the significant amount of trauma they've encountered.
So both of you have mentioned groups that work directly with refugees. I understand there are opportunities to volunteer. Wasan, if people are looking to get involved in volunteering with refugees, how can they do that?
We have a lot of opportunities at FIRM to volunteer ESL or driving or support group. We need all people to sign up. We have a Facebook page, Fresno Interdenominational Refugee Ministry. They have a Facebook page and they have a website. And we will have cultural training soon in April and May for all the people who wants to volunteer. So if you find the skills in yourself, do not hesitate to help the families. And I'm sure it will be a good experience for all the people.
Wonderful. Wassan Abubaker and Kathleen Shavor-Bergen, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.